Here in the west wing of the cloister, you have a remarkable console before you. It is known as the chess console and gives a detailed picture of two people playing chess. The pattern on their board, with alternating black and white squares, shows it to be a game of chess. Judging by their clothes, the players are members of the nobility. To the right is the man and to the left the woman. Originally, this console was brightly painted. If you look closely, you can still see fragments of paint. Can you detect the remains of the red paint on the lady's robe? But what is this scene of a profane, in other words, secular game, doing in a consecrated place like this cloister? A number of games were very widespread in the Middle Ages. People passed the time with board and dice games. They also had sporting games, though, with balls, for example. Games were played by all classes of society. The game of chess has an additional significance. It can also be seen as an allegory, that is, a symbolic representation of medieval society with its three estates. There are the nobles, the clergy, and the commoners. Although many clerics dismiss games, the Dominicans have great sympathy for them. In the 13th century, the famous Dominican theologian Thomas Aquinas said that games were a means of relaxation. He believed firmly that playing is important for people to recuperate from their work. By placing this chess console here in the cloister, the Dominicans showed that they were aware of the importance of play. At the same time, the console shows that they knew their position in the hierarchy of which the social order was composed. Finally, the position of the console in the cloister suggests that the friars would have played their ball and board games here.